I want to know how you think of yourself. If you think of yourself as a book artist, a book designer, a publisher.
I'm someone who has a lot of interest in producing stuff on the printed page, and I'm interested in how things can be perceived when presented differently to different types of people and in different kinds of situations. So the book form is also quite interesting for me. I like working in that format. And also running the print shop too allows me to produce things, not just for me, but for other people, so they can express or have things interpreted by other people in a built space.
And how did you prepare for this life? You studied at University of Louisiana Lafayette?
I did. It was actually a visual arts program, and so it wasn't even a graphic design program, so they don't really offer that, but it was a concentration in graphic design. So for the most part, I'm self-taught.
Wow.
It's just one of those things I was very interested in always seeing. Coming from a small town in Alexandria where there weren't a lot of resources, I always was looking for something else because I kind of refused to believe that was the edge of the universe, so to speak. So I guess then I became more obsessed with books, mostly graphic design books and things that were very visual so that I can see what was happening around me pre-internet, this sort of thing. And I was always hungry for either knowledge, visual knowledge, or something to sustain me for any kind of creativity. And so over the years, I've built a nice little library of stuff.
Do you remember the first book you saw that really got you with the possibilities of the form? Where you just went, oh, that's what I want to do.
It was from the graphic designer, David Carson, who was from California. And he was very well known in doing deconstructed typography. And it was kind of the opposite of how you would make a layout. And so just seeing that showed me possibilities that there's other things that are out there. And you know, he was famous for doing Ray Gun magazine in the 90s.
Oh, right.
And mostly stuff in the surf and skate culture and that sort of stuff. And though he didn't influence any of my work, I think it was one of those things that just visually impacted me at a young age. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not so sure I identify with it anymore, but there's something still sweet about it.
Talk about your work with We Are Constants.
It was something that has had a long, meandering kind of thing and was maybe more of a amorphous organization than anything else. Starting after Katrina with the publication of Constance, which was an open call to people who could submit work, writing and visual work after Katrina, and all published under a theme. And this was something that kind of unified a lot of people, writers and visual artists who might not have known each other at the time. And we all kind of found each other during this kind of like strange landscape.
Right.
This no man's land, so to speak, in some ways. It was something I also believed in, was also trying to help rebuild and help reunify and try to work with the arts community. And then this kind of turned into like a blog later after the publications, because it seemed like, well, maybe the publications don't need to be always in print. Maybe we can be more active doing this.
And didn't you do mixtapes as well?
We did have, we worked with different artists and producers and DJs locally and internationally, like famous locals here, all kinds of people from all over the map. We would put out one every month. I thought it was kind of nice. And it also captured a moment that I think maybe a few of us were feeling at the time. Maybe it wasn't everyone, but where we were working and the type of people we were working with and the other organizations we were around and other small businesses, it just seemed like the right fit to keep doing this kind of thing.
Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation.